Teaching what you don't know is an increasingly common reality for a majority of academics. The only instructors who may be exempt from the pressure to teach beyond their area of expertise are senior tenured faculty members at research universities and some part-time adjunct faculty. The first group spends most of their time doing research. Tenured faculty at doctoral institutions with very high research productivity, particularly senior tenured faculty at these schools, often buy out their teaching requirements with grant money and teach very little. In fact, research shows that approximately 50% of professors at research-intensive universities teach less than 4 hours a week. When they do teach, they often choose graduate or undergraduate seminars in their specialty. By definition, they are teaching what they know best. The second group of faculty who enjoy the luxury of teaching in their specialty are adjuncts hired as part-time specialists. The rock stars of the department who are prized for their topical, real-world expertise. For example, a chief of police might offer a course in criminal justice. Likewise, a violinist for the local symphony might teach music lessons, or a former CEO might coach students on executive leadership skills. These experts are hired exclusively for their specialized knowledge and might teach only one or two courses a year. Both groups do relatively little teaching. The remaining faculty, those who teach the bulk of undergraduate and graduate courses across the United States, are routinely asked to stretch their knowledge base in new or unfamiliar directions. Why teach what you don't know? In researching this book, I formally interviewed 28 faculty and administrators and discussed the general idea of teaching what you don't know with many more. As you hear their stories, you'll discover that faculty teach outside of their comfort zone for a variety of personal, professional, and even philosophical reasons. Nonetheless, I found that most people venture beyond their area of expertise because of 1. Where they teach, 2. What they teach, or 3. The way higher education works. I've taken the liberty of adding a 4th reason, although no one mentioned it directly. Mounting top-down pressures from administrators will most likely drive more faculty to teach this way in the near future. Where you teach. Not surprisingly, many faculty at smaller institutions teach outside their area of expertise on a regular basis. If you're in a 4- or 5-member department at a liberal arts college or comprehensive university, then you'll probably be picking up some courses and topics that you didn't study in graduate school. Mike Flynn, a linguistics professor at Carleton College in Minnesota, was the sole instructor in his department for years. Of the 25 different courses he's taught, only 5 have been in his specialty. Like Susan, the finance professor, he has taught basically every course in the catalog, from Language and the Brain to the Structure of Japanese. Mike explains, "Over the past 20 years, I've taught on average 1 new course a year, sometimes more than that. It's not easy, but I've learned a ton." What you teach. As we've seen, some faculty teach in general education programs or cross-disciplinary seminars that push them outside of their knowledge base. Codrina Popescu is a good example. She's an assistant professor of chemistry at Ursinus College outside of Philadelphia and teaches chemistry most of the time. But she has also taught a first-year writing seminar called The Common Intellectual Experience. She found herself teaching the Declaration of Independence and reading slave narratives, 2 topics never covered in her chemistry training. But this isn't just an issue for faculty teaching cross-disciplinary courses or for faculty at small institutions. Most departments offer courses that are so broad that the instructor can't be an expert in every topic. Maybe it's a methods course, like the one that Andy, whom we met in the introduction, agreed to teach, or a broad introductory survey course, such as the Western Civilization course that's a staple in most history departments.